I think you just need to grab the power and say ahem or something. Right. Just get started if people require.
Okay. 1300 hours. Talk begins. Greetings. Salutations. Myself and Hans will be giving a talk on LibCamera and specifically software ISP in LibCamera. This is Hans. I'm Brian, as you may know. So how do I say your name exactly? Hans de Goede.
Hans de Goede.
De Goede.
But it's just Hans de Goed also works. As in the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Actually, I saw your full name. It's much bigger than that, actually. It's like very long. You say my name just like Brian. We both work in the camera domain. I'm doing some stuff with the Qualcomm camera, the Iris, the Venus. I do pull requests now for various people. Yeah, I've had that experience for the last few kernels where I've done sign-off buying about 150 patches, none of which are mine. So be careful what you wish for when you wish for it to become a kernel maintainer. This is what the job really is. You know that feeling as well. Okay. So our talk today will be basically on software ISP, what an ISP is, why you need an ISP, and what you do when you don't have an ISP. Up to the minute, the man says. So, first of all, I'm going to assume that you're all very intelligent people who may know absolutely nothing about cameras or images or image processing or anything like that. So you're going to learn very quickly, because I was trying to estimate the average IQ in this room, and I would say it's probably not less than 130. So we'll all be very quick in the uptake here. Bayer encoding. You may have heard of it. It was created by a man called Bruce Bayer, if I remember his name correctly, in 1974, according to this this document right here. And the theory of operation here is, you may notice this mosaic pattern where it's green, blue, green, blue, green, blue, green, blue, red, green, red, green, red, green, red, green. And you might say to yourself, why does green appear so many times? And the answer is actually because if you look at this this graphic here, your eye is most sensitive to the part of the color spectrum in green, whether or not you know that. So if you think about how